Trent. Fit.
Oh. Shut up. Sir. All right. This episode, we are going to be doing video game music.
Yeah. We're coming to you.
If there's any gamers out there, then please let us know. This one's for you guys.
Oh my god, that was awful.
We're coming to you from the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people at UBC on CITR 101.9, CITR FM. Yeah.
Yup.
The video games have like rotted my brain. I'm sorry.
Anyways, yeah, we got a bunch of video game songs here for you. So,
what do we got up first, Abe?
What do we got up first? That's a good question. Let me check. We got Somewhere in the Woods from A Short Hike. Now, A Short Hike is a little indie game. Me and my girlfriend played it a couple months ago, and it's very fun. It's very cute. Basically, you're a little penguin trying to get to the top of the mountain, and because you're on vacation and you have to get cell service, and then when you get to the top of the mountain, something happens, but I'm not going to spoil
spoilers, dude.
I'm not going to spoil what happens.
I didn't know something was going to happen at the top of the mountain.
I know it's hiking.
But yeah, it's a very short, like, two-hour game, but it's a lot of fun, and here is, like, the main theme from it. So when you're listening to this, I want you to imagine being a little penguin climbing a big mountain. Enjoy.
Okay, the next song we got up for you is My Innermost Apocalypse by Danny Baranowski. It's off The Binding of Isaac. great game, one of my favorite games of all time. I've put too much time into every iteration of that game from the Flash game to where it's at right now.
He really has.
But it's an awesome game. It has a really cool soundtrack. This is one of the ones I like, although I wouldn't say that I have a particular favorite. But sorry. I know Abe did a little rundown of what you should picture. So when you're listening to this song, picture that you're a little baby who's trapped in a basement that his mother put him in because his mother was going to kill him, and you fight like big monsters with your tears.
Enjoy.
Whoa, hold on. Where are you taking all those cacti?
I need to put them near the radio.
How come?
They love to hear Everly's nature-based music on Dead Succulent Haunt every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CITR 101.9.
Oh, Dead Succulent Haunt, where your plants can grow and you can mourn those you've lost.
Come on, plants, let's grow.
Great, intense theme. Binding of Isaac is a wonderful video game. And I hope you guys enjoyed. All right, next up, Samson.
Next up, we have a game very near and dear to my heart. So when I was like 10 years old, you guys remember the PSP, the PlayStation Portable?
Oh, of course. I have a PSP that is fully hacked with every game from any console, and I'm lending it to Julian right now so he can play Guitaru Man. But of course, yes, the PSP was great.
Yeah, that was my like first kind of like console kind of like thing, and it came with The Force Unleashed, Star Wars The Force Unleashed. Really good game. It was my favorite game. I played it at least like
with the
8
little,
times
with the little UMD disc drives.
Oh yeah, very nice, right? It was it would go crazy.
I used to play that on my dad's phone. I think they had like a Force Unleashed ripoff port on my dad. Like that, I used to play on my dad's Android.
I go so hard. But anyways, when you're listening to this, I want you to imagine you're a little boy stranded on a forest planet with a bunch of Wookiees, and then the Darth Vader is coming to get you. Darth Vader is coming to get you. I don't know if I said this before, but that was like the main theme from Star Wars The Force Unleashed, like the first one, not the second one, but the first one. Anyways, I think we have quite a few other bangers coming up next. We have a game many of us, well, I haven't played, I don't think, but I think one of you guys.
I haven't played this yet either, Julian's but I have this.
Wait, you haven't played Cuphead?
I haven't finished. No, I've played a little bit, but I need to play this game all the way through.
Dang.
Yeah, I have the soundtrack on vinyl, and I listen to the soundtrack all the time, and like I played one of the Cuphead songs in my high school band. I need to play it.
It's an incredible game. We got a duo queue.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, this is Floral Fury.
What do you imagine when you listen to this, though?
Oh, I guess you'd be imagining a little cup boy. Little cup boy filled with milk, with a little straw coming out of his head, and you're shooting your little finger guns at this big, big flower guy who's like doing like a dance like this. Although you guys can't see the dance,
you can't see him, but he's putting his arms one in front of the other over and over.
Yeah,
it's pretty awesome. Enjoy.
looking for ways to be a part of the community through low-stakes opportunities like volunteering? What about making friends that are really cool or have some common interests? Well, I'm here to tell you that at CITR, you can come volunteer at Volunteer Wednesdays, happening every other Wednesday from 12 to 3 with a really fun activity each time, like making signs or button making. Not only is it a great break from outside stress, but a great opportunity to be a part of the community. For more information, you can visit CITR's Instagram page at CITR and Discorder.
Okay, up next we got the final boss battle theme from the newest Pokemon game, Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, otherwise known as, or rather the song is otherwise known as the AI Turo / Sada theme. I personally chose this song because I thought the impact of the scene that was playing in the video game as well as the music just made for a really, really cool ending to the game. So picture you're fighting a twist villain. I'm not going to tell you who.
but imagine it.
Imagine it. And you weren't expecting this person, and then they're about to mess shit up. So, yeah, enjoy.
It's still going. It's kind of going hard. What's playing right now and ending right now is the final boss battle music from Pokemon Scarlet and Violet. Okay, crazy boss reveal. You don't want to know because you don't want to be spoiled with the game. But I mean, you, Abe and Julian, you guys were grinding out that game in like 2 days.
Yeah, I played. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I think I finished it on the. No, did we finish it one day?
No, the day it got released, though, me and Julian went to GameStop the minute it opened and played for like 13 hours straight. It was incredible. Samson stopped by, too.
I think I either finished it that night when you went home or the next day. But yeah, it was like unreal.
Great game. Absolutely great game. What do we got up next, Samson?
Ooh, this is kind of, I think we were pretty young when this game came out. This is from God of War 3. Anthem of the Dead. It's definitely a switch in pace from the last song, for sure. But when you're listening to this, I want to imagine just other distraction. Rivers and flowing rivers.
Tired of Big Brother bookstores trying to sell you some billionaire's favorite book or Heather's top picks? Then you should check out Vancouver Books. Vancouver Books is a new online family-run bookstore. A portion of their profits go to First Nations reconciliation and environmental projects in British Columbia. They provide their customers with the most interesting books in fine arts, signed first editions, First Nations photography, fine ancient books, occult, and so much more. They also provide carbon-free delivery to anywhere in the Vancouver area. So go to www.vancouverbooks.ca to check out Vancouver Books today. That's www.vancouverbooks.ca.
Thank you.
That was Aquatic Ambience off the Donkey Kong Country soundtrack. And oh my goodness, that song is just incredible. I think Trent Reznor made a comment about that song as well, about just how beautiful it is. I love it so much. It's plays during the water level of Donkey Kong, and I think it's just perfect. What do we got up next, Samson?
We have a song from Borderlands 3. Now, personally, I never played Borderlands 3. I did play Borderlands 1 and 2. I really like Borderlands 2. I had all the DLCs and stuff, and I was grinding out every single day. So,
Julian's played Borderlands 3. Julian, do you want to speak on it?
Yeah, I'm a big Borderlands guy. I've played all the Borderlands games. Borderlands 2, pre-sequel, and then Borderlands 3. Borderlands 3 is a really cool game. You know, I think they improved in a lot of aspects on the previous games. Borderlands 2 is still my favorite. It has my heart. I think the story of Borderlands 3 is kind of poopy. But this one, the soundtrack does go absolutely insane. And in this game, the locations that they go to are much more sci-fi, in my opinion. And this is one of the songs that accompanies that in Skywell City. So let me know what you guys think.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
So that last song was The Last of Us bracket, main theme, closing bracket from The Last of Us game.
We need to say the brackets, dude.
Yeah, let you know about the brackets. But it was composed by Gustavo Santaolalla. Yeah, it was really good. I recently played The Last of Us
on Steam. Did you play it on PC?
On PC, yeah. Yeah, on PC, it was really good. And it came with a DLC called Left Behind, which kind of like a precursor to the game. Like, it's kind of like a story about Ellie. And it's really, really good. And I had a phenomenal time playing. And I really want The Last of Us 2 to be on PC now.
Yeah, me too. I really want to be able to... Yeah, me and my girlfriend watched The Last of Us together. And I played it when it was out on PS4. But when The Last of Us 2 comes to PC, I know I'm going to be playing and then streaming it to her so we can get the end of the the end of the story. But yeah, Last of Us is a great game. I didn't know that you just played it when it came to PC. That's awesome.
No, it was really good. And yeah. It was kind of like I didn't get it right away because it was really buggy. It was a really bad port to PC.
Oh, damn.
So yeah, but then I played it later and it was really, really good. And I really enjoyed the show. I thought the show was phenomenal.
Yeah, me too. I really liked it. Julian, have you played The Last of Us?
I played a little bit of it. I played like the first half. It was really good. I quite enjoyed it, but then I kind of just got out of it.
Oh, okay.
That's fair.
Anyways,
coming up next, we have
the last song of the show.
The very last song of the show.
And the best one. This is Scattered and Lost off the Celeste soundtrack. If you played Celeste, you know this game has a gas soundtrack. And this plays at the episode where you are organizing the man's books. Just listen. Just listen. And if you haven't heard it yet, like, I'm excited for you that you're getting to hear this on the radio right now for the first time. All right. Anyways, we'll see you in 2 weeks. Thank you for listening.
Mm-hmm.
This has been Abe.
Julian.
And I am Samson.
And we have been the Harmonic Hooligans.
Harmonic Hooligans.
Bye-bye.
There's the school that you joined at 5, the hospital where you came to life, Cemetery Park where your friend's friend died, the metal bench by the riverside.
It's the time of monsters, ghouls and imposters, and they won't stop till we all dead. become a monster. A bunch of middle class bitches playing possum. They gossip the cops like how you even get about the projects and prosper with such limited options. Fucking monster, more like King Kong, Zilla, a Loch Ness. I'm a goblin now, I'm running on your fucking doorstep. Still your war chest, but fearing the people. This nigga is evil. The kindness I see, they try to deceive you, but never ever see us as evil. So fuck your feelings, nigga. I'll take your lifelong dream, replace it with scream. The scariest scene, this nigga is mean. It seems I become a product of my environment. Devil in their eyes, till I show them where all the fire went. Welcome to my fire pit. A demon is born. A baby is torn from the arms of a crying black mother. Pretended they love us and claim they down to fight no matter what. Unless they gotta give up shit, then they don't give a fuck. What?
It's the time of monsters, goons and imposters, and zoos with the nuclear launchers. It's the time of monsters, godless and rotten. I rock to Jakarta to Gaza. It's the time of monsters, the truth is assaulted. There's proof that we lost at the onset. It's the time of monsters, goons and imposters, and they won't stop till we all day.
This one goes out to Ernesto Guevara, to St. Louverture, and to Thomas Sankara. This one goes out to the Indian farmers who march in contempt of a lawless free market. This one goes out to the kids in Hong Kong and the kids in Nigeria fighting the stars and the kids being martyred in Myanmar. Never forget what they marching and dying for. Never forgive the war crimes of the forces they fighting up. May all the great sacrifices inspire us. Never forget the injustice societal. Always remember the millions are mightier.
There's a roller coaster rolling over me in my nightmares of the PNE. No matter how hard I tried, I still almost always died. Try not to fall off the side, the wild mouse ride. Blouse, kicked out of my house, all from the wild.
people died on the wild mouse ride. There's a roller coaster rolling over me.
Roller coaster rolling over me.
There's a roller coaster rolling over me.